Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WIS Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.
I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
This is Rewind Milwaukee, and where Wisconsin Eye takes a look at some of the issues affecting our biggest city. Wisconsin Eye interviewed Mayor Barrett last week. We asked him what he wanted out of the next state budget. He'd like more money for public safety. He'd like the revenue sharing boosted. It's been frozen for a number of years. And he also said that he's got numbers showing that the cash that Milwaukee sends to state government and doesn't get reimbursed, Milwaukee exports $460 million. He says he's got numbers to prove it. But JR, I asked him about three specific persons and issues. Number one, the state budget would give MPS $48 million more under the $200 million more per pupil. $200 per pupil year two. I'm not doing a very good job. And that's worth $48 million more to MPS. He didn't really answer whether the $48 million would help improve MPS's four-year graduation rate, which is about 57%, but here's what he did say.
And I see Superintendent Driver making public appearances around the city. We oftentimes are speaking together. She is the first to acknowledge that the Milwaukee Public Schools have a serious challenge when it comes to graduation. So this is not a situation where she is in denial. In fact, to the contrary, she is looking for more partnership. She's looking for ways to improve this. That's one of the reasons, for example, that she asked the school board to change the timing of the school year. So I think it's very refreshing that our superintendent acknowledges just how big a challenge this is and is willing to tackle it.
Jared, is that an answer that tends to ignore the idea that the four-year graduation rate has been less than 60% for 10, 20 years at MPS?
Well, what I'm watching from a state perspective about MPS is what will the Joint Plans Committee do with the budget that Walker produced for MPS? Remember, in this current budget, they try to do that.
The opportunity schools. Thank you.
In talking to Alberta Darling, the co-chairs of finance, she still has a desire to go in and do more with MPS. But the approach that last time I talked to her that she brought up was more about wraparound services. I didn't get the impression they were going to try and do another takeover program, but more providing before and after school services that try and help these kids. Now, complicating factor, President Trump's budget, calls for eliminating a lot of these programs that, in their administration's words, haven't proven to help kids. So what will the state do with that mix that fits? I don't know how that's going to work out just yet.
And it's interesting, and I don't think Representative Coinga, a member of the state budget who cut the last opportunity schools deal with Senator Darling, I don't think he's quite given up on the idea that more reform's coming.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, we also asked Mayor Barrett, with the Sheriff Clark wanting his agents to do the duties of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, what do you want your Milwaukee police to do on that issue? And it's a fascinating answer. Let's listen to it, please.
I want my police to be chasing guys who can't possess guns, who are killing people, who are shooting people, and are dealing drugs. I want my police officers to go after dangerous people. If you've got a 25-year-old guy who moved to Milwaukee when he was 8 years old from Mexico, and he was not documented, and he's now 25 years old, and his headlight is out, do I really want to use my precious public safety resources to have our police officers sit with him in a detention center for 3 hours? Of course not. And then I think anybody who looks at this is going to say, look, it's the federal government that's dropped the ball on this. Why are you, in fact, drafting City of Milwaukee police officers to do this?
Jared, it is not a sanctuary city's answer. It's the best use of my police officers is not to babysit potential those that are here illegally who could be deported. Your response to this?
Another kind of state perspective, we had a bill last session that basically said that if you're local governments, you can't tell your police, whoever, that if they detain somebody, they can't inquire about their immigration. Now, they amended the bill to be if you're charged with certain crimes. It's a different version that's come back this session, so they're going to try this again. And it's more geared toward kind of simplifying it down. If you have a hold from the federal authorities saying this is a person we want to get a hold of to deport, you can't ignore that hold. This goes back to a case in California a few years ago where a guy had a a hold. San Francisco authorities said, we don't pay attention to those. He was released, shot, killed a woman on one of the wharves down there not long after that, a few months later, I believe it was. That's geared toward those things. How will that play out with Milwaukee going forward?
Well, it's interesting. He said, I don't want my police officers to do the jobs of ICE agents, mm-hmm. whereas Sheriff Clark has applied for that. So we asked Mayor Barrett about Sheriff Clark, and this is also a fascinating answer. And just to tease, we have Clark's response. So let's listen to Mayor Barrett on Sheriff Clark.
I can tell you, I've had this job for nearly 13 years. I have never once seen Sheriff Clark at a crime scene. And so what he does with his resources, that's going to be his decision. Our police officers are out there trying to make safer streets, and that's what I want them to do.
In 2018, you want to offer any career advice to Sheriff Clark? Do you think he should seek re-election? Do you think he should run for the U.S. Senate?
I think he's got a great gig going right now. I think he's fighting crime one conservative cable TV show at a time. He's made a great name for himself, I think, as the darling of the conservative cable network. I think he can make a ton of money doing that. I think if you were to ask people who know what's going on here, they would say that he rode his horse out of town a long time ago.
What's your response to Barrett on Clark?
He's not the only one to complain about Sheriff Clark being absent from the job in Milwaukee. And it's not just Democrats. We've heard from Republicans, too. We've been in a holding pattern with Sheriff Clark for a while now of, will he get a job in the Trump administration? That's what we keep waiting for over and over again. Will he get a job?
Well, okay. Now, let's put up Sheriff Clark's response to Mayor Barrett's comments. I want to read it because it's so classic. Tell the milk carton, have you seen me, Mayor, that he must be a closet Fox News Channel fan, or he wouldn't know anything about conservative TV appearances, or he's regurgitating Democratic talking points. Right now, I'm busy being briefed on the burglary ring occurring on the north side of Milwaukee. Can our milquetoast mayor tell us anything about that? I get requested for TV appearances probably because I make sense. Nobody wants to hear from Barrett. He should crawl back in his hole. Classic Sheriff Clark response, JR.
Well, absolutely. He talks tough. The issue for Sheriff Clark is, has the approach worn thin in Milwaukee? If he doesn't get a job in the Trump administration, could he win re-election next year, or in 2018?
I think it's 2018.
Yeah. Could he win re-election? Could he win a primary? Could he run for Senate? He has not ruled it out, but said he would have to be, I think, drag-kicking and screaming to run for Senate. I get the impression, talking to folks, they don't think he wins statewide race right now. This is a guy who's been absent from the job. And, oh, by the way, the problems in Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, the deaths in the jails, those are problems for him right now. And it's not just Democrats or raising this issue and wondering where this guy been when it comes to his day job.
Right. Thanks to Milwaukee Mayor Barrett for talking to us for Rewind Milwaukee. I'm Steve Walters.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WisPolitics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.